Hello and welcome to episode 9 of the 7MRC podcast. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how to deal with criticism. That's coming up next. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the 7MRC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham, professional athlete and owner of 7MLC Training. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel, 7MLC, where you'll find weekly videos to help you improve as footballers. Also, check out my very own website, www.7mlctraining.com, for blog posts, 7-day training programs, and other resources to help you fulfill your potential. I'm going to link those in the show notes for you as well. But let's dive right into today's topic, which is all about dealing with criticism. So if you're aspiring to anything in life, if you're trying to stand out, if you're trying to succeed in any area of life, one thing is absolutely guaranteed. You will run into some sort of criticism at some point, whether that's constructive, whether that's someone just trying to put you down. And especially now in the age of social media, we give easy access for others to share their opinions with us. And other people's opinions aren't always positive. Sometimes they're a little bit uncomfortable to hear. Sometimes they come across a bit malicious. And this can affect us quite heavily if we allow it. But there's two types of criticism that we need to be aware of. And firstly, we need to understand where that criticism's coming from and why it's coming our way. So the first type of criticism, and this is the one that I think makes people uncomfortable, that demotivates people, it's negative talk. And the thing about negative talk, only negative people speak negatively. So these are the kind of people that aren't necessarily aspiring towards their goals. They're not doing so well in their pursuits of what they want to achieve. And so that makes them uncomfortable when they see somebody else doing well or at least pursuing their goals because they know they're not willing to do it themselves. So they want to bring people down to their level to kind of share in their misery because misery loves company. People that feel down, feel bitter about themselves, want other people to feel the same. They don't want to see other people doing well when they're not doing well. It's just kind of human nature at times. And I'm sure we're all culprits of this at times where we get a little bit jealous of other people's success. You learn to grow out of this eventually if you work on your positive mindset. But naturally, we kind of look at other people's success and wish we had that instead of them. So that can sometimes cause us to speak negatively about them to make us feel a bit more comfortable about ourselves. But that's something you need to remember is that negative people speak negatively. So you don't have to worry about these opinions. The chances are if somebody is speaking negatively towards you about what you're doing, it's because they're a little bit jealous. It's because they're a bit uncomfortable in their own self, so they want to project that onto you. So you almost got to feel sympathy for these people rather than actually respecting their opinion. They're not worth respecting if they're a negative person because they're not working towards their dreams. They're not a person that's going to be successful with that mindset. So you don't need to respect their opinion or worry about what they're saying. On the other hand, there's another type of criticism which is called constructive criticism. And this is actually a tool for success. And usually wiser people are the ones that give constructive criticism, and it's delivered a bit differently. Sometimes, depending on the personality, it might come across quite negatively if it's a coach, if it's a mentor, if it's a professor or something like that. Sometimes it can feel like you're being scolded when somebody picks out one of your weaknesses and gives you a suggestion to correct it. But you need to remember these people who are trying to help you, they're picking out these weaknesses because they want you to make them stronger. They're not picking out weaknesses because they want to make you feel bad. They're actually trying to come alongside you. Whether they deliver that message in a way that's comfortable for you to receive, that's different from person to person on how they portray it to you, but also different on person to person on how they absorb it. So you might have thick skin and you can take criticism and you know it's going to make you better. Or you might be used to negative talk, so you just assume that constructive criticism is also a way to attack you. And you need to differentiate these two types of people. And this makes me think about one of my favorite quotes of all time, and it's called Man in the Arena by Theodore Roosevelt. I'm just going to read it to you, and then I'll explain why it's my favorite quote and how we can actually apply this to our lives when it comes to understanding the type of person and who is giving us the criticism. So here's the quote. "It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again, but there is no effort without error and shortcoming, but who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly." So firstly, I love this quote particularly because it talks about man in the arena. And as somebody who plays in the major arena soccer league, I actually physically play in an arena. So I look at this a little bit differently, but we can apply this to everyone. And when we talk about the arena, that's the realm of working towards your goals, working towards success. Those in the arena are usually striving. They have a positive mindset. They're a bit more forward thinking. Those who aren't in the arena, but in the stands, in the seats, watching the arena, those are the ones we need to be careful of because their opinion does not matter. It's easy for them to jump to conclusions, easy for them to make rash, harsh comments, because it's so easy for somebody who's not in the arena, who's not working towards their goals, to quickly judge another person for working towards theirs because they don't understand the sacrifice. They only see what's in the arena at the time. So if they see you struggling, they're going to be quick to pounce on that. But the truth is, as the quote says, through hardship comes success. Those who are in these struggles will come out the other side successful if they hang in there long enough. So those on the outside watching, they don't want the person in the arena to succeed. So they will boo. They will say nasty things. They will do whatever they can to drag you down to their level to make them feel better about themselves. But the only person whose opinion matters is those in the arena. So that's yourself, first off. Your opinion of yourself matters more than anybody else's opinion of you because you decide whether you're going to follow through and carry on towards your dreams or if you're going to quit. That is the most powerful. And if that's affected by other people's opinions of you, you're going to find a hard time staying motivated on the course towards what you want to achieve. So that's my advice to you. If you are dealing with criticism, the first thing you need to do is recognize who is giving you the criticism. Is it somebody who's just watching from the side, watching in the arena, not willing to do the work themselves so they can try and bring you down to their level to make them feel better about their failures? Or is it somebody that has your best interests at heart? Is it a coach who wants you to do well? Is it a teammate who wants you to do well for the team? Is it a parent? Is it a trainer? Who is offering you the criticism? And then from there, you can start to navigate. Is it constructive criticism that you can actually improve on if you listen to it and apply it? Or is it something that's just going to derail you, take you off the course to success if you start to believe in it? So that's the message I have for you today. I hope it helps you navigate criticism a little bit differently, a little bit better in the future, because I know firsthand how other people's opinions can have a negative effect on you if you let them. But always think back to the man in the arena quote, and trust me, it's a good way to reset, to understand who is giving you the criticism and why they might be giving it to you. But if you did enjoy today's episode, before you go, if you wouldn't mind leaving a rating if you're listening on Apple Podcasts and write a review and help spread this message far and wide to those who need it all around the world. Check out my show notes if you want to visit my website or check me out on YouTube to find resources to help you improve as footballers. But with that said, make sure you go out there today and fulfill your potential.